Because when did the idea of the group came in full force? Like, who approached who to decide to make this group happen?
Well, it kind of happened by accident. A friend of ours, our producer Ross Robinson, had asked me to come up and work on a project for a friend of his. I signed up, and he's like, oh, the drummer that we're going to be working with is Dave Lombardo. And I had known Dave from when the Locust and Phantom Moss toured together, and of course familiar with his work and stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, I'd be psyched to play, on a session, you know? And he's like, oh, do you think the guitar player for Retox would do it? And I knew Mike would want to do it. Mike Crane, I knew he'd want to play. So the three of us worked on a totally different session for someone else, and so in among that session, the idea of us getting together and playing a couple shows came up. Dave's previous band Film had some dates booked, and they had split up, and so he needed to sort of fill these dates for a couple shows. I think it was three shows, and we had about 2 weeks to write the material. I think it was 12 days actually to write the material for our live show. So we kind of hustled and got things together, and we recruited Gabe Serbian to sing, who is the drummer for the Locust and also a friend of Dave's and Mike Crane's as well. So it kind of like all came together, and you know, we played a handful of shows and it seemed really cool. And we kind of immediately went in the studio and started recording an album and sort of fine tuning the material that was like sort of thrown together for the shows and you know, trying to make it a little bit more mature and thought out. And then, when we were, you know, we played a few more shows with Gabe, and then Gabe had to depart, from the band. And so that was kind of when we ended up, starting to work with Mike Patton. So what happened was we retracked all of Patton's own lyrics and vocals over the album. And then, you know, released it and kind of went that way. So it was done in a very unorthodox manner. It was somewhat, I don't know. It was just a little strange to me, but it worked out in the long run. I think that might say something, you know, because it wasn't like something that was necessarily like thought out or put together. It kind of happened organically, but like in a very odd organic manner. But yeah, it sort of happened. In like a really cool way.
That's pretty awesome. And how was it recorded? Like the recording process must have been like you say, it was organized. Like you say, it sounds like you guys had more fun more than anything else when it came to recording the EP and all that.
Well, it should be fun. I mean, there is that idea that music is not necessarily something you do for fun, but something you do for, you know, survival, or something that you do like for your own mental stability. But at the same time, you should still find, I think, some sort of enjoyment in like at least the creative process or something. So yeah, of course it was fun. I mean, there's obviously the sort of frustrating and, you know, like kind of like negative side to anything, you know, I mean, they're, you know, like just trying to like, I don't know, you know, with scheduling or like, you know, spending money in a studio or trying to track, you know, as best as you can or whatever. So, I mean, things come up, you know, but yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome to hear. It's always fun to, you know, having the band members and all that getting along in the studio and having a great time. Because then I guess it really resonates with the fans themselves as well. They can hear the fun and the enjoyment of it while enjoying the musicianship side of things.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a level of, like, I think with most of us in Dead Crosses, there's, like, a level of absurdity which kind of makes it funny, I guess. But it's not necessarily, like, funny, like, I don't know, like it's not a very typical sense of humor, and also like it's not funny like jokes. It's kind of like funny in like an absurdist sort of artistic manner, I suppose. If that makes sense.
Well, it definitely makes sense. I mean,
yeah, I think you can't take. And I also think you can't take yourself too seriously when you're creating art. I think if you do, you end up kind of becoming an asshole, or at least looking like an asshole.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, was it like, what was like the biggest challenge, would you say, when it came to recording in the studio and all that? Like, what the biggest like issues, obstacles, and victories that you had as a band?
I mean, there really isn't like, you know, these obstacles or hurdles for us. But I mean, simple things like scheduling is an issue. Aside from scheduling, I mean, when you want to talk about like actual musicianship or something, everything, everyone's spot on. I mean, I think, you know, to be honest, like the only time I felt like, you know, pressure or something was like when I was, tracking, backing vocals, you know, over the EP, over Patton's vocals on the EP, which was a little, you know, I was like, shit, like he's got such a great range. And I mean, I guess I'm a singer as well, but like, I'm not of that caliber, and I'm definitely not of the same breed of vocalist. So like, you know, I kind of have a more monotone, annoying, vocal delivery. So I was like a little bit more pressure, like thinking like, shit, I gotta, you know, do this right. you know, make sure I'm in the right key and make sure like the cadence is proper and stuff like that. So that was, but I mean, again, it was still fun and rad, and I was psyched to be able to sing on the EP and in context with Patton's stuff, and also to, you know, be able to contribute as well, more than just with the bass, you know, just to be able to contribute vocally too.
That's awesome. See, I think it's awesome that you guys are able to try to like, try to match each other up in musicianship style and trying your best to make sure you can get the best part of it out. I think that what really makes Dead Claws like a strong force lately, because you guys have a specific niche now in the music community. Like, so many people are really, like, really stoked about the EP. Everyone's saying it's one of the most unique sounds they heard in the last couple of years. Will you see, like, that you guys have a specific, like, niche now, like, in the music community? Because you guys have so many influences in the band. It's to some, it's overwhelming to a lot of people. It's the best blend of music of all time.
Well, I mean, I appreciate people saying that, but I think if you were to, like, sort of reference the four of our, you know, resumes, I think all of this stuff is kind of done out, like, in its own unique manner. I mean, even if you want to consider something, I don't know, something like Slayer or something. I mean, it was even for like that kind of music at the time, it was different. You know, it had like, with Dave's drumming, there was like a swing to it. It had like, you know, I mean, I guess maybe his Cuban roots or something, you know, like where that kind of came out in some of the drumming. So there's like different aspects of each of our musicianship that I think sets us aside from like, I guess your sort of stereotypical or like obvious genre or something. So like, you know, I mean, with playing in the Locust, and then even like with Mike Crane and I being in Retox, like we were, you know, we're constantly trying to kind of do things differently, you know, and like not be like, oh, we're this kind of band, you know, like we're this hardcore band or this grindcore band or this noise band or whatever. It's like, it's just music, you know, and it's like, I mean, I kind of joke, like when people ask me like, oh, you play music, you know, what kind of music do you play? And, you know, what are you going to tell them? You could tell them some certain genre, and they're going to not really know what you're talking about. Not that it even matters. Like, who gives a shit what they think? Exactly. But, like, I always just kind of – but I always opt to just say, like, what when they say, what kind of music do you play? I just say annoying. And then it is annoying. It's supposed to be. It's got, like, anxiety and tension and, you know, like, just different, like, elements, you know, that I think – are at least more fitting than saying like, oh, it's punk or it's hardcore. It's, you know, it's fucking annoying, and it's supposed to be, you know, and it's got like bite to it, you know? And I think that's something that like, you can't really articulate with like a, you know, musical industry standard, you know? So I think, and then the fact that we just always are trying to kind of do things differently and be a little bit more creative, says something in itself, I guess.
Well, definitely does. Cause like you said, like, it's really good, like, in your opinion, to not put yourself in a specific genre or box you're in, because then it just makes people, like, put limitations on what you guys can do. So you think that's probably sure. What you say, you know, like, you say your music is, like, used to, like, up to have anxiety, fail, and all that, to make sure that people know that it's not, like you said, an industry standard genre, but it's more something that you have to, like, listen to actually understand it, not to describe it, but to understand it more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, even on the EP, like having two remixes on there, it's probably a bummer to certain people's fan base, you know, in our own, in our band, you know, like, but we all enjoy it collectively and we thought it was cool, so we did that, you know, but like, I don't know, I think either way, if people love it or hate it, as long as they have a reaction, then you're successful. You know, if they're indifferent, then you're not succeeding. So, I mean, either way, if people are saying good or bad stuff, at least they're talking about it, I guess.
I like that way of thinking a lot. I wish more musicians have that mentality.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do try to play it safe. You know, they think, oh, this is successful. Let's do this successful thing that the other band did. It's like, well, then you're kind of just recreating something that's already happened, or it's not sincere. You know, and so that's the thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, with the stuff that I've been part of, and I think with Dead Cross and stuff, like everything we're doing is sincere, and so that says. Something, you know, in itself, you know, and if people don't like it, that's fine. And I'm psyched on bad reviews. I mean, a negative review in Pitchfork is better than no review in Pitchfork, you know, so it's kind of like, I mean, it's just, that's how I look at it, you know, I mean, whatever.
I'm grateful that people give a shit. They say.
yeah. I'm just grateful that people give a shit either way, you know, that's cool in itself, so.
That's awesome. And can we expect, like, were you saying, like, Dead Cross is more like a, going to be a full-time project moving forward? Like, can we expect more albums and all that in the next couple
of
years,
I mean,
would you say?
I don't know, like, full-time is a hard kind of thing to try to define for our band. I think with Dave pretty busy with the Misfits and Suicidal, and Patton's always busy with a ton of different projects, and then Mike Payne and I are both busy with Retalk stuff. So, I wouldn't say, like, full-time as in like we're gonna do an album a year and, you know, full tour cycle, but I think we're gonna continue on as a band, and, you know, we'll see what happens when it presents itself, but yeah, I mean, we're writing new material now, so I mean, there's definitely stuff that will happen. Yeah, we're working on new stuff but as I speak.
That's awesome, Jahil. Thank you. And one more question before I let you go and enjoy the nice sunny weather in California. do you have any, like, hints, like, any tours that's coming up that the fans and viewers might want to catch, maybe?
The tour, yeah. I mean, we have the tour in Europe that's coming up June and July. And then after that, nothing's set yet.
I see. I make sure we all viewers and fans make sure they keep an eye on that, because like everyone's been hearing nothing but good things about Dead Cross, and we love you guys. You guys are an amazing band. We love what you guys been making, and so please keep on making great music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for allowing Metalheads Forever to do the interview. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Cool. You too. Take care.
Thank you.